opening speech on the part of the director, Professor Dr. Theodor Illia. Dear Dr. Valdeskog, gentlemen, I have the pleasure of welcoming you at the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health on the occasion of the inauguration of the World Health Organization Regional Reference Center for Secondary Standard Radiation Dosimetry in collaboration with International Atomic Energy Agency. My greetings are directed especially to Dr. Valdeskog, the World Health Organization representative, who was so kind as to travel on purpose to participate in the inauguration of this center. The setting up of this regional reference center in our institute, one of the two existing in the world at present, shows the positive appreciation of our activity in the field of radiation hygiene on the part of the Service of Radiological Health of the World Health Organization. At the same time, the presence of the center in our institute obliges us to honor its attributions by developing a new direction of activity in the field of the dosimetry of radiations aimed at the improvement of both radiological therapy and protection against radiations. According to the agreement arrived at the beginning of the year 1969, the World Health Organization has provided the reference center with the dosimetric equipment necessary to the operation of calibration and has granted possibilities for the training of its personnel in various foreign laboratories with a vast experience in this field. The task of ensuring the room, the irradiation source, and the personnel necessary to the good operation of this center has been assigned to our institute and could fulfill it, supported by the understanding and aid given by the Ministry of Health. At the present moment, when we inaugurate this center, all minimum necessary conditions for an immediate beginning of our activity have been created, as well as for the fulfillment of its attributions in the shortest time. The attributions of the regional reference center are the following, as they have been defined during discussions of the World Health Organization experts in the fall of the year 1969. 1. To maintain secondary standard dosimeters in a fit state to function. 2. To perform the calibration of instruments for measuring radiations used both to clinical purposes and the radiological protection, and to emit calibration certificates. 3. To train physicists in hospitals and sanitary physicists in the field of dosimetry and to participate in programs of training personnel in the respective branch in the geographical zone under its supervision. 4. To participate in operations of dosimetric intercomparison of this geographic zone. 5. To develop individual dosimetry services if necessary. 6. To help radiological protection services in problems of dosimetry. 7. To give advice in questions of clinical radiation dosimetry and of radiological protection. 8. To perform radiation measurements in case of special requirements. 9. To offer its services in the dosimetric estimations of accidents. 10. To keep in touch and in constant consultation with primary standard laboratory. Obviously, to fulfill these assignments, it will be necessary to make great efforts if we take into account the very little experience accumulated at present in problems of dosimetry in this country, as well as, generally speaking, in the geographical area supervised by the regional center of our institute. we are convinced that the support granted by the World Health Organization and personally by Dr. Valdeskog, who is an experienced specialist in this field, will be highly useful along this line. The fact that we obtained the help of the primary standard laboratory at the Physikalische Technische Bundesanstalt of Braunschweig, a laboratory whose prestige is well known for the calibration of our dosimeters, gives us hopes that we shall benefit by the valuable technical advice provided by Professor Dr. Hübner, the chief of this laboratory, in the future as well, and we should like to ask you, dear Dr. Valdeskog, to give him our best thanks. Before concluding my speech, I wish to thank again the World Health Organization for having chosen the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health as the site for the setting up of this regional reference center, and I should like to assure the members of this organization that no effort will be spared to ensure the achievement of the tasks of this center through its functioning. Please do give our thanks to the Director General of the World Health Organization and to Dr. Walter Zelentag, the Chief of the Radiological Health Service. Dear Dr. Valdeskog, I thank you again for your participation in the inauguration of this center. I hope to be the spokesman of a general feeling, wishing the reference center we inaugurate today many successes in its activity. Speech of Dr. Traian Popescu, Delegate of the Ministry of Health. Dear Dr. Valdeskog, gentlemen, I take the floor to welcome most cordially the participation of Dr. Valdeskog, the World Health Organization representative, and to greet all specialists and researchers in the field of ionizing radiations used for medical purposes and other applications to the inauguration of the World Health Organization Regional Reference Center for Secondary Standard Radiation Dosimetry. We think that the decision to set up the World Health Organization Regional Reference Center in this country is highly significant, as the center will be very useful for the improvement of clinical dosimetry and the protection against radiations both in this country and the other countries of the geographical area supervised by it. We consider the fact that the Laboratory of Radiation Hygiene of the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health of Bucharest has been chosen as host for the center as an acknowledgement of the activity carried on by the group of researchers of this laboratory in the field of radiation hygiene, and we are sure that they will successfully fulfill their part in the collaboration with the World Health Organization. Making use of the technical means, assistance and support offered by the World Health Organization and of the experience accumulated by this laboratory, which will develop parallelly with the further endowment and activity as a regional reference center, a number of questions will be properly solved. 1. Correct dosimetry in the field of radiotherapy and X-ray therapy for the various therapeutic techniques applied. 2. The improvement of the dosimetric methods of survey of professional exposure to ionizing radiations. 3. The estimation of hazard in case of nuclear accident, a problem which assumes outstanding importance due to the development of nuclear physics in this country. 4. The training of specialized medical staff in problems of clinical dosimetry and radioprotection. I conclude thanking the World Health Organization and the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health of Bucharest for their efforts in the setting up and going into operation of this regional reference center, and wishing a successful future for the activity of the center, for which the Ministry of Health is prepared to provide help and support for its good operation. Speech of Dr. Racoveanu, Chief of the Laboratory of Radiation Hygiene, read by Mr. Milu, physicist. Dear Dr. Valdescuc, gentlemen, today we inaugurate the World Health Organization Reference Center in collaboration with the International Atomic Energy Agency for secondary standard dosimetry of ionizing radiations. For me, this is a good opportunity to bring my thanks for the whole support we have received in the setting up of this center. I am grateful first and foremost to the World Health Organization, by whose goodwill our country was granted the honor of developing one of the two such centers existing in the world at present, the other being in the Argentine. The fact that the Laboratory of Radiation Hygiene of this institute was chosen as host for the center constitutes a particular proof of the faith the World Health Organization, Service of Radiological Health, has in us, and calls upon us to make all efforts in the future to justify this trust by our accuracy and perseverance in introducing X-ray standard dosimetry in radiological therapy and protection. At the same time, I bring my thanks to the Ministry of Health and to the management of the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health for the material support in the equipping of this center with the necessary X-ray apparatuses. The center workshop of Bucharest also gave us precious support in the setting into operation of the medical equipment, whose technical skill and goodwill were a great help. We hope that we shall continue to be the beneficiaries of the help and the support we have received at the setting up of this center. On the part of the World Health Organization, whose technical and material aid will be an efficient means for the standing improvement of our activity, for its extension over the whole range of radiations used in medical practice at present, beta rays, fast electrons, neutrons, and so on. On the part of the International Atomic Energy Agency, under whose aegis, besides being under that of the World Health Organization, this center has been set up, and on whose part we hope to obtain an aid that should reflect the possibilities and the vast technical competence of this specialized international organization. On the part of the Ministry of Health, the first user of the activity of the center we inaugurate now, as it is supposed that this center will be applied to for the improvement of the use of X and gamma rays in therapy and of the protection of the personnel, and especially of the population, against excessive medical irradiation which could be brought about by the technical development of the medical and sanitary network. On the part of the State Committee for Nuclear Energy, for which the center will be a useful technical body for its activity in the field of radiological protection and the medical appliance of ionizing radiations. On the part of the management of the Institute of Hygiene and Public Health, which is our host and has treated our problems of development with sympathy and understanding. The activity of this center will consist primarily of the calibration of dosimeters used at present at radiotherapy and radiological protection. The introduction of a correct calibration of dosimeters used in clinics is aimed at increasing the efficiency of radiotherapy by obtaining the most efficacious doses in the tumor. It is obvious that in order to obtain such results, our activity must not be limited in the future only to correct calibration of dosimeters. It will be necessary to ensure a continuous cooperation for the achievement of the most exact estimations of the doses in the tumor with the help of the services of dosimetry of the great clinical units, such as those at the Oncological Institute, the radiological clinics, and those that will have to be developed at great hospitals. A new field of activity is emerging here, which goes beyond the condition of great exactness of the relatively well-standardized calibration operations. The carrying on of research work will be necessary to contribute to the development of a reasonable and efficient radiotherapy. The possibilities of correct calibration will be important for the improvement of dosimetry in radiological protection too. We hope to be able to register definite progress in the direction of estimation of the doses to which the organs and critical tissues of those who come into professional contact with ionizing radiations are exposed, and thus to direct the activity of preventive medicine in the best way. The research activities began at the Laboratory of Radiation Hygiene in the field of thermoluminescent dosimetry, which looks promising, will develop in better technical conditions after the achievement of possibilities to effect exact measurements of radiation doses. Another line along which our attention will be directed is to contribute to the training of specialized personnel in the field of radiation dosimetry applied to sanitary and medical physics. The above considerations allow us to hope that the contribution of the World Health Organization Regional Center in collaboration with the International Atomic Energy Agency for secondary standard radiation dosimetry will be soon fruitful in this country and later on in the whole geographic area which has been entrusted in control by World Health Organization. We should like to state before the World Health Organization and Ministry of Health that our intention is to make all efforts for the achievement of the program sketchily described above, justifying thus the working conditions that have been created for our activity and the trust that has been shown us.